see the curtains hanging in the window in the evening of a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Whenever there's a city meeting, a city council meeting on Monday, sometimes Tuesday because of holidays, we have her on the next morning to get us caught up on all the things that happened. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
So you guys must have had it must have been relatively interesting yesterday because you were scheduled to have a discussion about extending the emergency declaration and also extending the mask mandate, which has been a 3-2 vote every single time it's come up, if I'm not mistaken, in the city council. And then Governor DeSantis makes his announcement yesterday, and lo and behold, no more emergency orders as of July 1st, and unless I'm really misreading it, no more mandates of any kind as of the time he signed it in the morning.
You know, we had a good chuckle about that. It was reminiscent of when COVID, obviously the pandemic first started spreading. The council had adopted its pandemic plan in coordination with the county just the December prior. And so we actually, as a city, were one of the first to adopt a mask order. And in the early stages, we actually reorganized some of our recreation assistants to monitor. You know, we were trying to make sure all of our parks facilities stayed open, but that everyone was adhering to those CDC, distance guidelines. And so every time we would put something in place, the governor came right over it, never contradicted what we were doing. But we just kept scratching our head going, well, what are they doing in South Florida? I mean, local governments, where everyone has a pandemic plan, right?
Right.
And so here we are last night. The recommendation was to sunset the mask order. Individually, I'd heard, of course, from Mayor Fitch that Of course, that's where her inclination was. We've had, for the last month, we have not had more than 2 active COVID cases inside the city. So that was certainly the inclination of the council. And then the governor's order came out. So we had a good chuckle. Again, we're awful proud of the proactiveness of our citizens in Gulf Breeze staying engaged, following our pandemic plan. But I have to say, Andrew, I went to Publix yesterday. Those masks are coming off. Vaccines, you're seeing them spread, and I think it's really great to see just smiling faces. Our council met last night in our council chambers for the first time in a year. So that was also something
to
celebrate.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, look, obviously, I hope that people are getting vaccinated, and that's the basis of it. My 14 days is up on Thursday, and I am really looking forward to not wearing a mask anymore. So that I'm really eager to see that happen. Anything else happened last night that you want to highlight for folks? I know I have questions about the bridge and the ferry stuff, but I wanted to give you a chance if there's anything that happened at the meeting that you want to talk about.
Well, real quickly, we took another big important step on our new police station and public services annex. That is a project we've been working towards for years. Of course, right now with the cost of construction and materials, you know, we're not at a brisk pace, but we are moving forward. The council approved the RFQ, so we'll begin negotiating with, you know, different firms to oversee the project management. So we're still moving forward, and we're hoping as we get further away from COVID and, you know, hurricanes and a historic, you know, severe weather year last year, that we'll start to see some of those costs go down. So we're same as everybody else in that boat, but we are moving forward with a very important project for public safety for our community.
Very good. And I know you and I talk periodically about the bridge and also about the ferry. I've heard from now Senator Doug Broxson, Alex Andrade, Mayor Robinson, that they are all, I mean, not certain, nobody's ever certain, but they are very confident in the Memorial Day, May 31st, for at least 2 lanes. But all of them expressed belief that the 2 lanes would actually be prior to that, maybe even middle of this month. Is that your assessment? Do you share their optimism?
Well, I'm going to stay consistent whenever you've asked me, Andrew, and I'm not going to provide a confidence level.
Okay.
I will only share with you that Mayor Fitch, you know, has, of course, physically toured the bridge with Mayor Robinson and Senator Broxson and FDOT. But we're not going to, you know, relay the confidence level of FDOT. That's their message to share. You know, certainly we see the same updates as everyone else. And for the sake of our local businesses, we really hope that they are successful at opening at least 2 lanes by the end of this month.
Absolutely. In connection with that, just a quick question. I know there are several projects that the city's been kind of working on, obviously the multi-use path, but in conjunction with the multi-use path, you and I have several times talked about the concept of overpasses that would allow crossing of Highway 98. And then, of course, we also had this, you know, big long-term Highway 98 and 399 roundabout kind of discussion. Looking back, and maybe it's too late to make a difference, but looking back, with the low traffic, seems like it would have been the time to make progress on it, at least the overpass. Did we take advantage of that time in that way?
Well, as you know, with transportation planning, everything is long range.
Yeah.
And so, you know, hindsight, absolutely, it would have been wonderful to be under construction at the least disruptive time. Of course, no one could have ever imagined that Skanska would not have abided by their own hurricane plan, or that SDOT, you know, would not support a ferry system while Skanska is tying up Wayside Park. And so it's been very burdensome on our local businesses. It would have been an ideal time to start working on some of that construction activity, but because Gulf Breeze is a peninsula and our buildings are zero lot line, meaning that they're very close to the highway, when we do work on the overpass system, we'll be working off of the highway. We're actually negotiating with Publix and with other private property owners where the landfall will be. So it would have been, you know, ideal, especially as you get to 399.
Yeah.
And that redesign, but that project is still years off because it's going to require FDOT funding.
Okay.
So we provided them with our ideal concept, given the values of Gulf Breeze for that multi-mobility. But ultimately, it's FDOT who holds all the cards there.
Sam, you and I have numerous times talked about this ferry, as you just mentioned. We've got Pelican Perches back in her bay on the Pensacola side, looking to get Coast Guard certified to resume travel out to the beach. Vista Park, as I understand it, is ready and available and could be a ferry drop-off pickup site. Any word from the seashore or the operator whether that's actually going to take place? Last I heard, it was not going to take place, and I've been baffled about this the whole time.
Right. We go back and forth, and our understanding from the National Seashore. But, you know, the biggest challenge is we have been looking for relief for our daily commuters.
Mm-hmm.
For our businesses here, they have not been able to have those, you know, modest to low wage jobs that are needed to keep doors open. Our hotels, you know, there's a demand for people to stay there, but they don't have people to actually provide the customer service that's needed. So it's
right.
Incredible to hear from our hotels that they only have, you know, one or two rooms, floors that are leased because they don't have the customer service that they need. We had asked FDOT, of course, to help subsidize the daily commute. You're talking about a ferry system that's going to cost $26 a day, and that's just not economical for our low to moderate service industry workers. And so I think when we look back in history, we're going to look back, you know, at the fact that Skanska didn't follow its hurricane plan, the fact that in past hurricanes, Gulf Breeze and Pensacola had always partnered together to provide that ferry system, but we couldn't this time because Skanska, of course, has tied up our Wayside Park and boat ramp. And unfortunately, we had a bus system that we were told to use, but until last month did not provide drop-off in Gulf Breeze. It only provided pickup. And so that's been a real challenge. We do hope people use the ferry. $26 a day, we realize it's not economical, and I think there was just some, you know, decision to run out the clock, and hopefully the bridge will be back open by the end of May. As we now are past spring break and we're into the summer season, our businesses are really hurting after a hurricane and the pandemic, and again, we're just very hopeful that at least 2 lanes of the bridge will be open and we'll be able to truly reopen our economy again.
Yeah, no, I share that same exact hope. Sam, thanks so much for the time. Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Certainly, I appreciate the work and I always appreciate the updates the morning after the meetings. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.